morning, everyone.
大家早安。
Happy Resurrection Day to everyone.
复活节快乐。
Is everybody excited this morning?
大家今天早上开心吗？兴奋吗？
I mean, we should be, right?
我们应该要兴奋吧。
We should be so excited about what Jesus has done for us that we have these big smiles on our faces.
我们应该为了耶稣为我们所做的感到非常的兴奋，我们的脸上应该有大大的笑容。
Because we know that we have hope.
因为我们知道我们有盼望。
How many here are excited about the fact that we have hope in our future?
在这边有多少人对于我们未来有盼望感到开心？
That we don't.Have to worry about our lives.
我们不再需要为了我们的生活感到担心担忧。
Because our lives are in the hands of God, the God of the universe, the God of creation.
因为我们的未来在我们在我们的生命在我们的神手里，在创造这世界的神手里。
This weekend, over 2.2 billion people around this world are smiling.
在这个周末，在全世界有超过22亿的人正在微笑着。
But that smile goes deeper than just their face, because it goes deep inside of them, because they know they have hope.
那个笑容不仅只是在脸上，是从深处里面内心深处发出来的，因为我们知道我们有盼望。
And we here sitting here today know that we have hope.
当我们今天坐在这里的时候，我们也知道我们有盼望。
Hope in something that is promised. Hope in something that is true.
我们的盼望是知道我们有这样的应许。我们有盼望，因为我们知道这是一个真实的事情。
Today we're celebrating the most life-changing event in history.
今天我们要来庆祝的是在人类历史上最就是改变生命、改变最大的改变生命的一件事情。
Thursday and Friday, we're celebrating Jesus' death on the cross and that time it took for him to get there.
在周四和周五的时候，我们是庆祝耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
And when Jesus took that cross 2,000 years ago for the entire world, he hung there for our sins.
2,000多年前，当耶稣走上十字架，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
The sins of every single person that ever lived.Was on his shoulders.
在当时，我们在世界上每一个人，我们所犯的罪都落在他的肩膀上。
He died on that cross in our place.
他是为了我们而死在那十字架上。
The Bible says that there is no one who is good enough. No, not one.
圣经说，这世上一个义人都没有，一个也没有。
So he had to come and die in our place.
所以他必须来为我们死在十字架上。
And so we might be thinking, why? Why are we celebrating? Why are we joyful of the fact that Jesus, that God, had to die, that his body was beaten and torn for us, that his blood was spilt for us? Why are we celebrating on Good Friday? Why is it called Good Friday?
我们可能会觉得很奇怪，为什么我们要来庆祝耶稣他为我们受鞭伤、受鞭打，为我们死在十字架上？为什么我们要在周五，我们要称为 Good Friday 是？Good Friday.
We celebrate and we can be joyful and happy and excited because we know what happened on Friday was not it. What happened on Sunday when he rose from the dead gives us hope and joy. We know that it was in his own will and submission that he hung there for us and he was happy to do so.
那我们知道，我们庆祝的不只是周五，我们更喜乐的是在周日。我们知道耶稣死在十字架上之后，三日后在周日复活。他是为了我们，他愿意降卑来到世上，为我们他亲自他自己愿意，然后为我们死在十字架上来拯救我们的罪。
That is why we can celebrate.
这是为什么我们可以来庆祝。
But what if Jesus had not risen?
但大家想想，如果耶稣没有复活呢？
What if he was just a good man that died?
如果他只是一个好人，然后他死了。
A good man that had some awesome things to say, and his people followed him, but then when he hung on that cross, that was just it.
如果他只是一个好人，他做了很多好事，然后有很多人跟随他，但是当他死在十字架上之后就没了，那然后呢？
If that was it, then how about everybody just stand up and just go? Get out of this building.
如果就只是这样，耶稣没有复活，那大家其实现在可以站起来离开这里，离开这个教会了。
Let's board up the windows, try to sell this building.
我们可以就是准备把这个建筑物卖掉了。
Because if we don't understand everything that Jesus did for us, if we think, you know, that he didn't rise from the dead, then this here would be purposeless.
因为我们知道耶稣为我们所做的，我们也知道耶稣为我们死然后复活的意义。如果没有的话，我们现在所做的都是没有意义的。
Because when someone comes to Jesus Christ and puts and places their trust in Jesus and seeks his forgiveness, purpose is given.
因为当一个人来到耶稣面前，愿意来跟随他，然后愿意接受他的救恩的时候，生命的意义，生命的使命就这样给他了。
Your life becomes so much more than just about you and this temporary place. It becomes something that is everlasting, something that is eternal.
我们的生命不再只是关乎我们自己，我们的生命更变得更有意义，关乎的是这世界，然后是关乎的是更多的。
But if Christ hasn't risen, we'd lose that purpose. We would be hopeless.
但如果耶稣没有复活的话，我们就失去了那样的盼望，那样的使命。然后我们的现在所做的就毫无意义。
And the most impossible thing for us as humans to defeat is death.
人类最无法一件无完全无法克服的事情就是死亡。
Am I right? How many here are trying to take vitamins and things like that to try to stay healthy and live a little bit better?
我说的对吗？在座有多少人每天有来服用维他命，就是为了能够活得更健康、更长久
？How many of you have found the fountain of youth.
有人发现过青春之泉吗？
We all know it's inevitable. One day, this body is going to pass away.
我们都知道这是无法避免的，就是有一天我们的身体将会去世。
And that's from the curse of our sin.
那是因为我们的罪所带来的咒诅。
So if Jesus hadn't risen, what are we going to do?
如果耶稣没有复活，我们该怎么办呢？
We can try to make the best of this life that we've been given. We can try to be a good parent, try to be successful, and we can try to have as much in this life as possible.
我们也许试着可以试着在今生我们能够努力得到我们最多能得到的。我们可以试着做好的父母，我们可以试着来成功。
And we can just try our best to be as happy as possible.With this short time that we've been given.
然后我们可以尽我们最大的努力来试着让我们自己很开心，仅仅是在这短短的我们所存活的时间里。
The passage we'll be glancing at today, the people were worried about what happens to them when they die, what happens to their loved ones when they die.
今天我们要来看的经文里面提到当时的人对于他们死后，然后他们的担忧，然后以及他们死后。什么事情会发生在他们的所挚爱的人身上。
And so we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们会来看哥林多前书第十五章。
And I believe this passage is one of the greatest passages talking about the resurrection.
那我相信这节经文是众多很好的经文里面其中一个，就是关于对于复活的解释。
And not just only the resurrection of Jesus,But the resurrection of those who place their trust in him as well.
那不只是耶稣的复活，以及所有相信耶稣基督的人的复活。
So I'm going to read. Just follow along on the screen, and I'll read aloud for everyone.
那接下来我会念荧幕上的经文，大家可以看荧幕上的经文。
So 1 Corinthians 15, we're going to start right here with verse 13.If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
经文在哥林多前书十五章十三到十九节，已经打在同一幕上。
Our preaching this right now today, if Christ had not risen, this would be useless.
如果基督没有复活，今天我们的讲道也是枉然。
If he had not risen from the dead, your faith, our faith, the faith of those who have fallen asleep and died in the past, who have placed their trust in the living God, their faith would be useless.
如果耶稣没有复活，你和我的信心，还有过去那些把他们的信靠放在神里面的人，他们那些已经去世但是信靠耶稣的人，也是枉然。
We...And especially those who were there to witness his resurrection, to witness him going up into heaven, we would be lying about God.
你和我，还有那些宣称他们看到耶稣复活升天的人，我们就好像在说谎一样。
We would be stuck in our sins.
我们就还会陷在我们的罪中。
If he had not risen.
如果耶稣没有复活的话。
As a Christian, if he had not risen, we would be the most pitiable people on this planet.
身为基督徒，如果耶稣没有复活的话，我们就是在世界上比众人更可怜的。
The world would say, "Ha! Look, you put your faith and trust in someone who didn't rise again. Everything he said was wrong, and everything you say is not believable."
这是世人就会对我们说：“你们这些把信靠放在耶稣里面的人，他并没有复活。”你们所信的是假的。
How many of us walked into church today and were just like, "Oh, it's just another Sunday"?
有多少人今天走进教会的时候，心里在想，哇，这就是另外一个，又只是一个周日而已。
I have to sit in a chair and listen to someone talk at me for an hour and a half.
我必须要坐在椅子上听别人对我说教，说一个半小时的教。
I'm not really going to talk to you for an hour and a half, so don't worry.
大家别担心，我不会真的讲一个半小时。
Maybe.
也许
But how many of us this morning spent time in prayer?
今天早上有多少人有花时间来祷告，来到神面前？
Thanking God for what this cross represents.
感谢神，以及感谢神十字架的意义。
For what that empty tomb represents.
感谢神，感谢神那空的坟墓所代表的意义。
Sometimes we might live as a Christian, acting like he never really rose.
有些时候，我们就像是我们活出来的生命，就像是耶稣从来没有复活过一样。
Oh man, this is so hard. I can't overcome this. I'm struggling. Oh Lord, I can't do this.
哦，这真是太难了。我在好多挣扎里面，我没办法来做这些。
My life is just ruined.I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I'm just going to give up.
我的生活整是一团乱，我不知道未来会怎么样。我放弃好了。
But if you know Jesus, there is hope. We don't have to be like that. So don't live today, this morning, as someone who just walked into this building and sat down in a chair to listen. Live as someone who has been made alive. Someone through Jesus Christ has been risen as well.
如果我们信靠耶稣的话，我们知道我们的未来是有盼望的。我们不要活出那样的生命，我们不要只是觉得这是一个周天，我们进到教会坐下来听到。我们要活的是有盼望的。
Oh Lord, I'm going to church today. Thank you, Jesus, for rising from the dead.
哦主啊，我们今天要去教会，谢谢你从死里复活。
Sometimes we can act like that about Jesus.
有的时候我们活出来就好像是那样的生命。
This church.They were so worried about their future after someone passed away. What was going to happen to them, the people that I loved, if they knew Jesus, they're with him in glory.
在哥林多教会，他们很不知道他们逝去的人、亲人会在哪里，会有没有盼望？他们并不认识，或是不知道耶稣已经在掌权。
You see, without the understanding and faith and trust in what Jesus has done for us today and 2,000 years ago, and the victory that he overcame for us, our very foundation and purpose and faith would be pointless.
如果我们不明白耶稣在2000年前在为我们所做的，2000年的今天他为我们所做的，那我们的生命就没有意义。
That day, this day, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came out of that grave alive again, and when the people came to see and he wasn't there, what do you think that did to their faith?
当2000年前，当耶稣所被埋葬的那个坟墓，大家走出来里面是空着，看到的人，你觉得那他看到这个空的坟墓，对他们的信心有什么影响？
Miracles happened all the time throughout Christ's ministry on this earth. And that day he died on that cross, miracles were happening. The dead were raised. The earthquake happened. The curtain was torn. We have access to God the Father now.
2000多年前，当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，有很多的奇迹发生，有地震，然后 死的人有睡了的人有复活的，然后至圣所的帐幕裂开。
His disciples were probably like, oh, he died, and he said this, but wait, he died. I'm just so used to people dying, and they just stay dead. But, you know, he said he was going to rise again. Is this going to really happen? What is happening?
他的门徒当在耶稣说到他会预言他会死的时候，然后看到耶稣死了，他们可能很疑惑，因为他们也是有经历过他们亲人的死亡，然后他们可能会疑问，好奇耶稣真的会复活吗？这代表了什么？
In fact, the Roman guards that were guarding Jesus' tomb, okay, when the earthquake happened and the angel came down from heaven, they fell on the ground like they were dead because they were so shocked and surprised at what happened.
事实上，就连看守耶稣的坟墓的罗马士兵兵丁，看到就是地震，然后天使显现，然后耶稣复活空的坟墓，他们也是跪倒在地。
So when they came to it, they went and they asked the officials, they asked the council, what do we do? Jesus, his body's gone, and this earth, this thing happened. We don't even know how to explain it, but he's gone. What do we do?
罗马兵丁之后也问就是官员或是祭司他们，就是我们该怎么做？耶稣的尸体不见了。
And so they were paid to say that they took his body.
所以他们后来是被贿赂或是被收买，然后说告知别人是他们把耶稣的尸体拿走的。
God accurately has the authors of Scripture write this down that they were told that the body had to be taken. So that's what you do. Here's money. You go and start telling people that's what happened.
所以这件事情也被神预言了，在记录在圣经里面。
But what they didn't expect.Was that there were over 500 people who saw Jesus after he rose from the dead.
但是这些人他们并没有预期到在耶稣复活之后向多人显现，有超过500人看到复活后的耶稣。
And so they could have thought, oh man, well maybe he just hid inside the tomb for a little bit and wasn't really dead.
也许有人会想他是不是没有真的死掉，然后只是躲在坟墓里面一段时间。
But he was dead for 3 days in the old Jewish culture and time. A body, a person had to be dead for 3 days in order for them to be declared deceased.
但是耶稣确实死亡超过三天的时间，在当时犹太的习俗里面，一个人必须死了超过三天才会被正式宣告死亡。
Can you imagine the people that saw Jesus on the cross, dying in front of him?And then he's in the tomb. And then 3 days later, he appears to them and they get to touch the holes in his hand and the holes in his feet. How amazing that was!
你可以想象当众人看到许多人看到耶稣 死在十字架上然后被埋在坟墓里。三天后他复活而且向 众人显现。这些人不但可以看到耶稣也可以触摸他手上以及脚上的钉痕。这是一件何等奇妙的事情。
Jesus has been raised. Those people were so excited. They couldn't stop talking about it. They were going everywhere and saying, Jesus is risen, Jesus is risen.
耶稣复活了，这是一件何等美妙的事情。 当时见证的人，他们没办法克制自己，到处向众人宣扬耶稣复活了。
And today we're like, Jesus is risen, guys. He's alive.
然而今天我们却是用这样的态度，耶稣复活了。
Don't worry.
又复活了。
Don't worry, he's alive. It's okay.
不用担心，他活着。
We should be like, he's alive. He's risen.
我们应该要大声地说，他是活着的，他复活了。
Just like the disciples did, over 500 people who saw him, he is risen. They were so excited because everything that Jesus said was true.
就像众门徒、众使徒，那五百多人见证他复活的人所说的。因为耶稣的预言是真的，他真的复活了。
They spread that good news all across the region.
他们在那区域宣扬了这个消息。
And the gospel was spreading all over the world.
福音就传到了全世界。
2.2 billion people today worship Jesus.
今天有超过22亿的人在敬拜耶稣。
And I'm sure that number isn't completely accurate because there's a lot of churches who are underground.
而且那个数字可能并不是完整的，因为有很多教会必须是地下教会。
And that started 2,000 years ago. If this was not true, there would be no church here today. If the things that Jesus said and claimed were not true, we would have no hope, and that means there would be no churches around the world.
如果这件事情并不是真实的，如果耶稣2000年前耶稣并没有复活的话，那今天就不会有教会。
But God's church is growing strong.
但是神的教会真是坚强的成长。
The good news is passed down from generation to generation.
这个好消息，这个福音是一代一代传下来的。
People, generations that did not know about God are coming to God, and families are being saved.
一代一代原本不知道耶稣、不认识神的人，因此来认识神，然后有很多人得救。
We, people, mortal.
我们身为人类，我们的生命是有限的。
Because of Jesus, we have salvation from our sins.
因着耶稣，我们的罪得到了救赎。
We receive His power.
我们得到他的能力。
We receive His forgiveness.
我们从那里接受他的能力，我们从那里接受他的宽恕。
Forgiveness from the God who could have been a tyrant and angry and mad at us.Yet he was the most loving, caring one we could ever, ever know.
我们得到的宽恕是从一位公义的神，原本应该是对我们非常的愤怒的神，但他同时也爱我们，是有慈爱的神。
People today look at Christians and are like, oh, they're just weak.
今天很多人看基督徒会觉得他们很软弱。
Oh, they got to put their trust in something that isn't true.
他们必须把他们的信靠放在一个不真实的事情上。
But I look at science and I look at all these things and it shows me, even though we don't know very much, do we? We don't know very much, do we?
Okay. 我们就是现代人可能会觉得我们有科学，我们信靠科学，然后科学不能证实神的存在。虽然我们对科学不是完全的了解。
But we experience God in our lives today.
但是身为基督徒，我们今天我们经历神在我们生命当中。
We experience His forgiveness. Have you ever been forgiven, right? Have you ever been forgiven by the God of the universe? How freeing that is.
我们经历神的赦免，神的原谅。你们有这样的经历吗？当你们经历神的原谅的时候，我们是多么的释放，多么的就是释放。
So Paul says,We would be, or should be, the most pitied if this stuff is not true. If what Jesus did and what he said is not true, we should be the most pitied.
所以保罗也说了，如果今天耶稣并没有真的复活，或者他所说的并不是真实的，我们就比众人更可怜。
But thank Jesus, because it is true, and he did rise again.
但是感谢耶稣，感谢神。这真是真的是真理，他真的复活了。
Those most pitied that we should be so sad for and so hard trying to reach are those who do not have this hope.
其实真正可怜的就是那些就是没有这样盼望的人，而且我们也很难去传扬福音给他们的人。
Because Jesus offers his salvation to everyone on this planet, everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've done. Maybe you worshiped a worldly god or something like that. It does not matter who you are. Jesus died for all.
耶稣为每一个人死，他把他的救恩是给到临到每一个人，不管你今天相不相信他，你所敬拜的是别的神也好，耶稣为每一个人死，然后他的救恩是为每一个人预备的。
And so Paul continues on. He continues on. Well, actually, we're going to go to the beginning of what he said. But he says this to the people to encourage them. Guys, listen, you need to be living like one of hope because you have every form of hope, every reason to have confidence and security in your future.
保罗接下来有继续就是继续讲下去，我们待会会来看经文。但是保罗基本上就是要我们活得有盼望，要我们活得比任何人都有盼望。
So I'm going to read this and you follow along on the screen.
接下来要读的经牧师会继续念经文，然后会读这段经文，请大家看投影幕上的经文。
Now Paul says this, Now brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you take your stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you believe in vain. For what I have received, I pass on to you as of first importance. That Christ died for our sins. Am I in the right one there? Oh, I'm sorry. For Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time. Most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. Paul is saying, listen, listen, you have witnessed all of this great, all of these great things that Jesus has done.
经文在投影幕上，保罗在对大家说，就是你们亲眼见证到了，就是耶稣所做这奇妙的事情。
He said to that church, "You have given your heart to Christ, and you stand on that."
保罗对哥林多教会说，你把你们的心已经给了耶稣，你们要继续站立的稳。
Because he's saying basically that is our foundation, that is the truth that was passed from him on to them.
保罗说：“你们所信靠的这个就是真正的真理，就是你们的基石，你们应该继续站立的稳。”
Hundreds, hundreds of them in Jerusalem and all over the area experienced Jesus.
有上百人有上百人在耶路撒冷那个地方见证到耶稣的复活。
Experienced His presence.
见证到他的显现。
He is Emmanuel, God with us.
耶稣就是以马内利，神与我们同在。
They witnessed the miracles of his healing.
他们也见证到耶稣的医治的大能。
Him raising those from the dead.
耶稣使人复活。
Jesus in his lifetime fulfilled over 300 prophecies.
耶稣在世上的这段时间，他显现了300多个预言。证实的三百多个预言。
As people, it would be impossible for us to fulfill one.
身为人，我们要让其中一个预言显现都不可能。
And he appeared to those hundreds of people as the resurrected Christ, with the holes in his hands and in his feet.
他向上百人显现，他就是复活的弥赛亚，他的手上还有他脚上的钉痕，证实他就是耶稣。
Now think about this.If over 500 people witnessed Jesus' resurrection, how would that hold up in a court today?
大家想想，如果在今天的法庭里面有500多个人，他们亲眼见证耶稣的复活。
I mean, right? If I was taken to court because something happened, and they're like, "Do you have any witnesses to prove that you didn't do it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I have like one or two." And then they go to court and they have to testify.Yes, Judge. You know what he said is true.
如果大家想想，在今天的法庭，如果 要证实我没有做什么事情或我有做什么事情，你必须找一两个见证人到法庭啊，来向法官来这样证实。
Now hopefully I never have to go to court, and if I do, I'd be asking some of you to help me out there. But
希望我不用真的去法庭，但是如果我需要去的话，我会可能会请你们当中几个人来帮我吧。
But am I right? Over 500 people, if they were in court, and over 500 people came into that courtroom, and they said, "Did Jesus really die? Did he really rise from the dead?" And those over 500 people who saw everything happen came and said, "Yes. Oh, I'm Cephas. Yes, I saw that happen. Oh, I'm John. I'm Matthew. I'm Paul. I'm Luke. Yes, this happened. We've seen him."
大家想想，如果在法庭上，法官问这500多个见证人说：“你们耶稣，你们真的亲眼看到耶稣死了又复活吗？”然后这些人告诉法官说：“是的，我叫基法，我叫约翰，我叫雅各，我真的亲眼看到耶稣死了复活。”
So I kind of laugh a little bit sometimes when I read certain people's opinionated articles. Did Jesus really rise from the dead?
所以我忍不住有时候看到有时候有些人写一些专栏，在质疑就是耶稣真的复活了吗？
A very awesome person, if you've never heard of him, his name is Lee Strobel.
有一个很有名的人，如果你没有听过的话，他的名字叫
Lee Strobel.
Strobel.
He was an editor for the Chicago Tribune.
他是芝加哥一个报纸的编辑。
He was a devout atheist. He believed there was no God.
他是非常坚持的一个就是无神论者。
His wife became a Christian.
结果他的妻子信主了。
And he was like, "What is happening to her? She's like nice now."
他就觉得他到底发生了什么事情？他现在怎么变得我的太太怎么变得这么好
？So he starts seeing this changing going on in her life, and it brings him, inspires him to try to write these articles and try to find out the facts because he wanted to disprove that Jesus was real and that he didn't exist and the things that he claimed were never true.
所以他就试着要发掘事实的真相，然后他就写了很多文章来，就是来去。质疑或是宣称耶稣并不存在，或是耶稣说的话并不是真的，他并没有真的复活。
And in the process, you can see some of his articles. He's actually made some documentary videos of it too. He is now a devout Christian traveling the world spreading the gospel because the evidence he saw was too overwhelming to not believe in Jesus Christ.
结果在这过程当中。大家可以，如果就是大家可以去追查，可以看到他的就是文章，或者他甚至拍的纪录片，他的改变。结果他原本是要证实耶稣不存在的，现今他变成一个非常敬虔的基督徒，因为这些证据太真实了，他无法不相信。
So some of the works that he wrote about, A Case for Christ, A Case for the Creator, and more. He's written so many books and articles and videos and documentaries for us to have access to because he digs down into that research and he sets it all out for us on the table. Not that we really need him to do so because we have God's word, but God is using him today.
那现今他其实出了很多本书，也拍了很多纪录片，然后用很多证据的显现证据的方式来证实耶稣的存在。那并不是说我们完全就需要这些我们才能相信神，因为我们已经有神的话语。但如果今天就是对你有任何帮助的话，我们可以来就是欢迎大家可以去搜集或者查考他的书籍或者是著作。
So this greatest miracle that God performed 2,000 years ago would have the most strong evidence ever.In a historical event, because of how many people, how many names you can search back to, and things that you can search back to, the time that you can search back to, how much evidence is there? It is astounding and overwhelming.
所以2000多年前神所成就这件神迹奇事是完全真实存在的，因为有太多非常确切的证据，有太多确切的见证人，他们的名字也都记录下来。有这些历史，我们都可以去追寻，去追寻回去，都可以发现到这是一个真实的事情。
The greatest evidence that we can ever experience, though, is His life-changing power when we give our lives to Jesus and say, "Jesus, Lord God, I am so sorry for my sins."
但是最大的一个最最真实的证据的其中一个，就是我们可以经历那改变生命的大能。当我们愿意把我们的生命交给我们的神，交给耶稣基督的时候，我们就可以经历那样的大能。
I know that I am a sinner and that I deserve eternal death. But God, Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross, that you rose again for me 3 days later.
我们可以对神说，主啊，是啊，我是有罪的，但谢谢你为我们死在十字架上，我们啊，就是愿意来跟随你。
And we say, Jesus, I commit my life to you. I am yours.
主啊，我愿意把我的生命交托给你，我是你的。
You see, Jesus took care of every single sin that we've ever done.
你看，就是耶稣为我们解决了我们的罪的问题，每一个我们所犯的罪。
And we think that we have to work so hard to try to earn God's favor for Him to accept us. That so we try to do these things maybe, or think we have to be a good person, or do all these great things.
但很多时候，我们觉得或是以为我们必须要靠自己的努力，能够来到神面前，或是让神觉得我们是个好人。所以很多时候，我们很辛苦的在做很多事情。
The Bible tells us again, there is no person on this earth.No one that is good enough to be with God.
但是圣经告诉我们，这世上没有一个人，没有一个义人，一个都没有，或者没有人足够好，可以凭着自己来到神面前。
Because we are all born in sin.
因为我们都是生在罪中。
But God demonstrates His love for us that while we were sinners, Christ Jesus died for us on that cross.
但是神的爱，神透过耶稣为我们死在十字架上，他的爱来向我们显明。
1 Corinthians 15:20-22, and we are almost finished here. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
哥林多前书15:20-22, 经文在投影幕上。
We all have the same ancestor, Adam and his wife Eve.
我们都有共同的祖先亚当和夏娃。
And that means every single person born in history has been born into a sin nature.
这就代表在世界上每一个出生的人，都是有罪性的。
But we, who cannot save ourselves.Can place our trust in God, Jesus, who came 2,000 years ago to die for the entire humanity.
但是我们可以把我们的信靠放在神那里。耶稣基督2000年前来到世上，为所有的人的罪死在十字架上。
From our flesh, we receive sin, but from our spirit being made alive to Jesus, we receive eternal life.
从我们的肉身，我们是有罪性，是取死的。但是从我们就是被耶稣所救的这个灵性，我们可以得到永生。
1 Corinthians 15:47-49 says this: The first man was born, or was of the dust of the earth. The second man is of heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of earth. And is the heavenly man.So also are those who are of heaven, and just as we have been born, just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man. See, we are made alive because of Jesus.
哥林多前书一章，哥林多前书15:47-49，经文在投影幕上。我们能够有永生的盼望，就是因为耶稣。
Because in our sin, we were never ever going to be good enough.
因为我们自己的罪，我们凭自己是永远是不够好的。
Jesus came down. He was born as a man, 100% man and 100% God, the kenosis.
耶稣基督降生，他是100%的人，也是100%的神。
Hypostatic union, which is the same thing, where he is 100% man, 100% God.
100%的人，100%的神。
He died and rose again for us.
他为我们死， 也为我们复活。
And every one of us today can be risen as well.
今天在座的每一位也都可以，将来都可以复活。
Will be risen as well.
我们将来都会复活。
If we have our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ.
如果我们的信心，我们信靠耶稣，我们的信心在他那里。
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Jesus is alive, and we all have victory in Him if we know Him.
耶稣基督是活着的，我们在他里面是得胜的。如果你认识他的话。
So if we pray and confess our sins and ask for forgiveness, we believe in our hearts that Jesus has died and rose again.
所以我们向神来祷告，来认罪，求他赦免我们，因为我们相信他为我们死，也为我们复活。
Romans chapter 10 says that we will be saved.
罗马书十章告诉我们，我们会得救。
Because with your heart, you believe in Jesus and are made right.
因为当我们心里相信
，and with your mouth you receive salvation from your sins in Jesus Christ.
因为当我们心里相信，口里也承认，然后我们就可以得到救赎。
Like I said earlier, the most impossible thing for us humans to ever defeat is death.
就像之前所提到的，我们最无法打败的，我们人都无法打败的，就是死。
So Jesus overcame that death for us.
但是耶稣为我们战胜了死亡。
And gave us eternal life.
赐给我们永生。
So church, listen. Listen to this. If he can overcome the most impossible thing, death, if he can overcome that and rise again, he can overcome anything, any obstacle, any struggle, any worry, anything that we have a concern about, he can overcome that in our lives.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们要听，如果耶稣可以战胜我们最无法战胜的死亡，
Do you believe that?
那我们生命当中任何的困难，任何的苦恼，任何一切的障碍，他也都可以为我们来战胜，你相信吗？
Do you believe that in your life? So the next time you think about, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm so worried. Think about the cross. Think about his grave, his tomb that was empty. Because he rose again. He can overcome anything.
所以当你下次还有在担心，在担忧的时候，想想看十字架，想想那空的坟墓，想想耶稣基督。他可以为你来战胜这一切。
So place your trust in the God of creation.
所以把我们的信靠放在创造这世界的神当中。
Even if you're already a believer in this room, you every day need to remember the cross and the tomb that was empty.
即便你是已经相信的人，每天我们还是要来提醒自己，提醒自己十字架还有那空的坟墓。
Because it brings a perspective that no matter what happens, we can trust that God knows what is going to be happening.
因为这可以带给我们一个信念，就是我们相信，无论发生什么事情，神都与我们同在。
I want to encourage you, if you've come here and you've heard the gospel about Jesus dying on the cross for you, and that you can be saved from your sins, if that is the first time you've heard that today, I want to encourage you to pray.
我今天要来鼓励你，如果今天你来到我们当中，今天也许是你第一次听到耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，也听到他复活，然后我们要把我们信靠放在他里面。如果今天是你第一次听到的话，我要邀请你来做一个祷告。
The God who is above all wants to know you, wants to know me.
今天就是在一切之上的神，他想要来认识你。
And so he calls and says, come.
所以他说来，来到我这里。
Give your heart to me.
把你的心交给我。
And I will save you.
我会救赎你。
So if you'd like to pray, I'm going to have a time right now where I'm going to pray. And if you would, if you've not given your life to Jesus yet, I ask that you pray that prayer with me. And then when we're done, I'm going to close in another prayer. But I would like everybody to bow your heads, close your eyes.
今天我来邀请，如果你还没有信靠，把你的生命交给耶稣，我现在要来做一个祷告。我邀请你来跟我一起做这个祷告，然后在结束之后，我还会再为大家就是带大家做另外一个祷告。现在请大家一起把头低下来。
So if you would like to pray and accept Him as your Savior, please pray these words with me in your heart.
如果你愿意来。就是接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，请你跟我一起做这个祷，请你在你的心里跟我一起做这个祷告。
And speak them with your mouth.
你也可以说出来。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
，I know that I'm a sinner.
我知道我是个罪人。
I know that I don't deserve you or to be forgiven.
我知道我并不配你来与我同在，也不配得到你的原谅。
But God, because you love me so much.
但是神，因为你这么爱我。
Jesus, you came down to this earth.
耶稣道成肉身来到世上。
And you died on that cross for my sins.
你在十字架上，你为我的罪死在十字架上。
And Jesus, you did not leave it there.
耶稣，你并没有停在那里。
I believe you died and you rose again 3 days later.
我相信你不但死了，你在三日后复活。
I want to accept your salvation.
我要接受你的救恩。
I want to make you my Savior, my Lord, my God.
我要你成为我的救主、救赎主、我的神。
I give my life to you, Jesus.
我把我的生命交托给你，耶稣。
And in your holy and precious name, Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
祷告。Amen.
I want to ask if you prayed that for the first time today. I'm sure you've been brought here or invited by somebody within our church. I ask that you speak with them about that. If you prayed, you seek that person out, or you can find me or Brother Guay as well in the hall. Come and talk to us.
如果你刚刚有在心里做这样的一个祷告，你愿意决定来跟随耶稣基督，我邀请你你可以告诉你就是。把这件事情告诉带你来教会的朋友或是基督徒，如果没有的话，或你也可以来在会后来找到Chuck 牧师或者是贵弟兄在后面，然后就欢迎你待会可以留下来来找我们。
And I ask that you come and talk because what just happened was the greatest thing that could ever happen in your life.
我邀请你来告诉你的基督朋友，或者来告诉两位牧者。是因为你刚刚所做这个决定，是在你生命当中最美好的一件事情。
Because you prayed and looked to Jesus, and you spoke those words to the God of creation from your heart.
因为你刚刚是在仰望耶稣，你是对这创造这世界的神来说话。
And that changed everything because of what Jesus has done.
那就改变了一切的事情，就因着耶稣基督所成就的。
And so our faith and trust.Is in Jesus.
所以我们的信心，我们的信靠盼望是在耶稣里。
So what we're going to do right now, we're going to have a time of communion, and then we get to witness others who have given their life to Jesus, and they are going to obey Him in baptism here in a little bit.
我们接下来要来守我们的圣餐，然后接着我们会来见证有弟兄姐妹愿意来接受命令，然后愿意来受洗。
Is that okay? That we okay?Let's bow our hearts together, and let's get our hearts ready to receive communion today.
我们一起来预备我们的心，来领受圣餐。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
we thank you so much for today.
我们为了今天向你献上感恩。
We thank you, Jesus, that you died.
我们感谢耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
We thank you that you rose again from the grave.
我们也感谢你从坟墓里复活。
And we thank you, God, because of that, that we can have eternal life in you, Jesus.
我们也相信，因着这样，我们可以在永恒里面与你同在。
And so, Jesus, today, as we observe communion,
所以耶稣，当我们今天来领受圣餐的时候
，we remember what you've done.
我们要来纪念你所做的。
We remember the sacrifice made for us.
我们要来记得你所为我们摆上的牺牲。
That Lord Jesus, we have forgiveness of sins.
耶稣，我们的罪因此得赦免。
And God, we will be resurrected one day with you in eternity.
我们可以因此有这样的盼望，我们将来会复活，在永生里面与你同在。
With your heads bowed and your eyes closed.
大家继续低头，把眼睛闭起来。
Communion is a time for us to reflect on Christ.
圣餐是领受圣餐是一个我们来就是反省思考的时间。
It's a time for us.To even reflect on our lives, maybe there's been some sins, maybe there's been something in our hearts that we have not sought forgiveness for yet.
在这个时候，我们要来反省思考，我们是不是有还有一些罪，我们还没有来带到神面前。
And so, if you're a believer in this room, communion is for you to partake. If you've been baptized, this time I want you to spend quiet before God.
那领受圣餐的同时，这个时间也就是所有受洗的基督徒，我们要就是花一点时间安静我们的心在神的面前。
And I want you, if you feel there's something you need to seek forgiveness for before you take this communion today.
如果你觉得在你领受圣餐之前，你有需要来就是求神的赦免原谅。
I want you to bring those before God right now.
我希望我就是请你邀请你。在这时候把这些带到神的面前。
So go ahead and pray.
大家可以在心里默祷。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
would you cleanse us?
求你洁净我们
Would you forgive us for things that we may have overlooked?
求你原谅我们，特别是在一些我们都不经意的没有察觉到的罪上。
Lord Jesus, may your church, your local church here today, be pure before you.
求你保守我们众教会，我们是可以在你面前是纯清洁的心。
And may we as your believers accept this communion and remember all that you have done and who you are in our lives.
当我们来跟随你的时候，也在今天的圣餐，求你来提醒我们你为我们所做的。
Help our hearts and minds to always remember you.
保守我们的心怀意念，让我们时时来记，就是永远记着。
In your name we pray, Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen. Could we have the ushers for communion?
也请服侍的同工拿到前面。